Christmas and end of year festivities are coming, and for many of us that means seafood, and lots of it. With fish populations in decline around the world, there are many organisations championing more sustainable seafood choices. But how do we know which fish to pick? Sasha Rust is the program manager at the Good Fish Project, and he joins us now to walk us through conscious seafood consumption this festive season. Sasha, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Morning, Willie. How are you?
I'm well. Look, tell us about Good Fish and why projects like this are so important.
Yeah, sure. I mean, look, Good Fish is a project by the Australian Marine Conservation Society. We have about 15 years' experience building a sustainable seafood guide resource, and the Good Fish Project, I guess, delivers this to consumers for them to use to make better choices, as well as working with around about just over 100 businesses around the country, food businesses, restaurants, cafes, manufacturers, things like that, to shift their, you know, sourcing behavior to more sustainable options. Basically, it's all to make the consumer choice as easy as possible.
Right. Okay. So taking millions of tons of fish out of the ocean for many may not match well with the word sustainable. So how can a fishery be sustainable if we are continually taking so much from the sea?
Look, and this is the million-dollar question, right? And this is why we have scientists that work incredibly hard to provide us with this information. So, you know, the thing that a lot of people don't think about is that, like everything else, the ocean is an ecosystem. It's a natural wild place, and so it needs to be treated like that. If you take millions of tons of species out, as you say, that leaves a bit of a vacuum in that ecosystem, and certain things to break, you know, begin to break apart. So it's really about just ensuring you know where those limits are and making sure that those limits are precautionary enough to make room for when things change. You know, I think that speaks really loudly to where we are today in time. You look at climate change, changing water temperature and things like that, and that all impacts the way that ecosystems work. And so we really need to just trust the science as far as, you know, knowing how much we can take and, you know, putting those limits on our fisheries.
Tell us about sustainability in terms of wild caught versus farmed seafood.
Look, it's a great question, and it's a really, you know, it's one that a lot of people question all the time. And I think, you know, people sit in either two camps, right? It's either wild caught is the best, or, you know, farmed is the best because of X. The reality is both have their problems. Fish farming is a really new industry, and it's, you know, still very reliant on quite a high percentage of wild caught fish in fish feed, and that's something that people don't realize. Often species that are farmed that people think are very sustainable are often using, you know, 3 kilos of wild fish per kilo of farmed fish, or even upwards of that to 5 kilos, 12 kilos sometimes in some species. And so that makes it quite unsustainable. But contrast to that, there are certain species that are around 1-to-1, which is that, you know, that golden point where it becomes sustainable. You know, wild fishing is a totally different thing. As I said, you know, you're working with wild stocks. They fluctuate naturally. You know, they need a little bit more care. They're less controllable.
What are some good rules of thumb when trying to purchase sustainable fish? So how do we make the best choice, and which fish should we be looking for?
Yeah, that's what everybody wants to know. And the problem with sustainability is that it always feels like this super complex world, right? And everybody thinks sustainability is always about sacrificing something. But I always prefer to think about it as having more for tomorrow. So, you know, by asking simple, really simple questions about, you know, what is the thing that I'm buying? You know, where was it actually caught and how was it caught? You get a really good idea of what the thing is that you're looking to purchase. And then our guide, the Australia Sustainable Seafood Guide that we produce, is there to sort of provide you those answers once you have that information. So you can really trust the work that we do there.
Okay. Coming into Christmas, a big one for many are things like prawns and oysters. How do we make a good choice while choosing shellfish?
Well, shellfish, oysters, you're really lucky. I've just spent a day yesterday with an oyster farmer down here in Southern Wales, poking around his farm chest deep in a lagoon. And, you know, they're an incredible thing. They're super affordable and super sustainable. You can pretty much go wild on an oyster, eat as many as you want. Prawns, a bit more challenging. You know, prawns come from wild stock in the ocean. They're usually trawled. Trawling, we know, can be quite impactful, such as a lot of the species. So you need to be a bit more careful. That's one of those questions where you need to really ask, where is that prawn come from? we always push people towards prawns from either the Northern Territory or South Australia, just because their management practices are a little better and they're, you know, impacting endangered species a lot less.
Okay. And where can we find out more about Goodfish? Is there a website?
There is a website, www.goodfish.com.au. You can either use the beautifully mobile-friendly website or you can get an app if they prefer to access the information. But like I say, super simple, try to see all the answers you need.
Sasha, thank you so much for your time this morning. Hey, have a wonderful festive season.
You too.